Hey everyone, Lee from the Story Pirates here. Welcome to part one of our big season four finale. Today's episode has some really exciting guests, including actor Gabrielle Dennis, rapper, musician, and producer Mosiah, and music group Cuckoo Kangaroo. All those guests and so much more after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Previously on the Story Pirates podcast.
All my life, my nana would tell me stories about the lost city of Nether Nebojia.
Ain't no cities round here. Never have been, never will be.
There's no such thing as Nether Nebojia. It's not a magical underwater land. It's a magical underwater scam.
You're watching Who Wants to Be a Trillionaire?
Oh, I love this show.
Turn it up!
As always, I'll ask a bunch of questions, our contestant will answer, and if they get them all right, they win 1 million live krill. Isn't that right, 1 million krill?
Whoa! Oh man, I'd give anything for that much krill.
Same. And trust me, I have.
Your first question is, how many krill are in a krillion?
They only ever do this question.
Is it A, a million, B, a billion, C, a trillion, or D, 1 million?
Oh, come on. Just answer yes or no.
1 million? Krill, is that correct?
Whoa!
100,000 krill on the board.
If I had that much krill, I would make a soup. Not a krill soup, of course. A pumpkin soup. And then I'd ask the krill if they wanted to try any.
Time for your next question.
Can someone stop making that terrible noise? We're trying to watch our favorite show.
Where's that singing coming from?
I think it's coming from outside the ship.
Hoping that someone will hear and come over, because I have some stuff to say.
What is she talking about?
Wait a second, everyone stop. I know that voice. Turn off the show!
You know that voice?
Yes, I would know that beautiful voice anywhere.
Who is it?
It's my Nana.
Gasp!
Oh, so that's where you get your singing voice from. We were all thinking it.
I just like writing stories.
That's a good line. Work hard and never give up on your story. And the world will never be the same.
are very funny.
The Soli Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
La, 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 la,
we have to find her.
Eric, are you sure? What would your grandmother be doing this far under the sea?
I don't know. Swimming?
He has a point.
La, la, la,
it's coming from the other side of this thick coral. We have to swim through.
Can we do a story first?
Of course!
Hey, listeners, you know how, like, sometimes a dance becomes so popular that it becomes a dance craze? You know, like flossing or the Macarena? Well, this first song is about a brand new dance craze, and it's Four Dogs. Featuring Mosiah and Cuckoo Kangaroo, here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Etta, and I'm 7 years old, and I live in Michigan. And this is my story, If Dogs Could Do the Boogie.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand over here.
Good morning and welcome to Doggy Dance Class. Today we'll be learning how to do the lawnmower. Reach down and pull up like you're starting a lawnmower. And then just do that for the rest of the song.
Teach, can we do something different?
This one is dance.
It's tradition.
I know, but couldn't we learn how to do something cool? Like the boogie?
Yeah, yes. I got a boogie.
What do you say?
The boogie? But fine, but just this once, okay? Does everybody know how to boogie?
I never boogie.
Well, I don't know either.
But you're the teacher.
I know. It's my secret shame.
Maybe I could help.
What a boogie dog.
Whoa, it's a super cool dog in dancing shoes.
Who are you?
I'm a dog who knows how to boogie.
Oh yeah.
Yes, please.
All right, pepperonis, I got a new dance for you all. It's called the doggy boogie, and it goes like this. Real cool doggy in my dancing shoes. Gotta dance so fresh, so nice, so new. It's easy, dogs, just do what I do. And then pretty soon you'll be boogieing too. Just step to the left and step to the right. Put your paws out like you ready to fight. Whip your tail around like you flying a kite. You a doggy by day, but you boogie by night. Spin two times like you about to lay down. Change your mind, something else is on the ground. Sniff it, then give a little nibble. This beat so tasty, sweet, you call it kibble. Hop one time, then I hop once more. Lift up my back leg, but don't soil the floor. Put it back down, what's next in store? I hit that doggy boogie and I run up the score. What's up? Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Doggy's boogie,
hey.
Boogie doggy, boogie boogie. Boogie doggies, do those doggies, doggy boogie.
I was once a student, now I'm doing it. I know all the doggy boogie movements. Got the right rhythm and I got the right rhyme. Ain't no doggy leaving when the doggy know it's boogie time. I do the boogie in my hoodie from the side to side. Put my head out the window like I go for a ride. Doggy doggy and a little doggy try to slide. Pass the student two, cause it's time to hit the boogie vibe.
Student two, doggy boogies always goes over. Real good dog on the mic, call me Rover. Thunder jacket tight cause you know I always lap it up. If the beat is water then you know that I will lap it up. Doing doggy boogies and it never grows old. Pop to my nose and the nose stays cold. Doggy boogie's easy if you do what you're told. Come into the chorus and you know we go bold.
Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Doggy's boogie, boogie, doggy boogie, boogie. Boogie doggies, do those doggy, doggy boogie.
I can't believe I never knew how to boogie. I was always such a goody goody. But now I boogie and I'm having a ball. Like a person said my name and I answered the call. This is what I was meant to teach y'all. Do the doggy boogie like there's no leash laws. Boogie doggy turn me into a fan. Now everybody come and clap your hands.
Clap, 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 doggy. Clap, 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 boogie. Clap, 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 doggy. Clap, 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 doggy boogie.
Professor?
Yes?
I think I heard the bell rung.
We're done, boogie dog. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I'm sure. I'll say everybody well done. Also that I'm dope and I'm out and you're welcome. Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Do the boogie, doggy boogie, doggy boogie. Doggy's boogie, boogie doggy, boogie boogie. Boogie doggies, do those doggies, doggy boogie. Yeah.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Etta. It's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi, Lee.
So, Etta, I wanted to ask you, of course, about your incredible story, If Dogs Could Do the Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me how you got the idea for it?
Well, my dog, her name is Olive, and she kind of dances around. She goes on her hind leg, and she kind of wiggles around and rolls. So I thought it'd be funny if the dog could talk, so I tried to make a story about it.
So can you tell me more about the celebrity dog that you put in your story?
He's like kind of a greedy dog who thinks he's the best at dancing. And whenever people are in trouble, he just opens the door and like, I can help you. I know what to do. And he kind of takes over.
I love that. Is that based on anything?
Yeah. Me and my friends are making a movie. And in one scene, it's where there's this bad guy who kicks open the door. And he's like, hello. And he like kind of marches in and thinks he's the best. So I kind of thought it would be really funny.
Oh, wow. Have you started filming yet?
We filmed the trailer, and we filmed the first scene, and we're still working on it.
Wow. In the trailer for your movie, does it have, like, a voiceover that's, like, in a world? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can you think of, like, what the voiceover in the trailer for your story would sound like?
It would be, like, once upon a time, there was a dog who came to their owners, and he just wanted a single treat. And then, in a couple of months, he invented the doggy boogie. And the world will never be the same. Coming this summer, If Dogs Could Do the Boogie.
That is awesome. So, do you feel like you have a good idea of what the doggy boogie looks like?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm actually standing up right now. Can you, like, teach it to me right now, like, step by step?
So, you stand up, you do a dab.
Okay, I'm gonna dab. Dab!
And then march with your legs.
Okay, I'm marching.
And then kind of just wiggle around.
Okay, I'm gonna start wiggling. So I'm marching, and I'm wiggling, and I'm gonna just dab every once in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's do it. Can you sing the song while I dance?
Yep. Do the boogie, the doggy doggy boogie. Do the boogie, doggy doggy boogie. Boogie doggy, do the doggy doggy boogie. Boogie doggy, boogie 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 doggy.
Incredible. And that's it. Wow, so much better than the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Etta, this has been a blast talking to you. Thank you so much for coming to talk with me on the phone.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lee.
Oh, great story.
Okay, let's swim through the core. Through this tunnel. Oh, over the kelp. Under this rock.
Eric, how are we supposed to swim under a rock?
Fine, we can swim over it. I was just trying to keep things fresh and fun. Just a little further. I think there's a clearing up ahead. And look, we're...
Gasp!
We're in some sort of underwater city.
Hey, I'm swimming here! And yeah, I carry around a tiny horn.
Wait, excuse me! Sir, where are we?
What do you mean, where are we? You're in Nether Nebosia!
Gasp!
What? After all this time, Nether Nebosia is real? I'm panicking. Do I look faint? I'm so happy. I'm crying. I've never felt better. Why am I crying? I can't stop laughing.
Eric, snap out of it. I know this is your dream come true, but you have to find your grandmother, right?
Right. Has anyone seen my Nana? She's this tall, looks like me, but, you know, more grandmother-y.
I didn't think I'd seen any grandmothers.
Is there anyone that can help me?
Someone fetch the queen.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Oh, the queen is coming! Here comes the queen!
There she is. I deduce from the crown on her head and her long robe and, well, all the people bowing down to her that she's the queen.
Nana?
La 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 la.
Wow! The queen of Nether Nebosia has the same name as your Nana!
Peter, the queen is his Nana.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Because I was about to say, okay, random.
My wonderful grandson.
Nana!
Oh, how I've missed you. Come give me a hug.
I might be a baby, but this is making me emotional.
Same. Nimini, are you crying?
What? No! I think I just got a little, tear in my eye.
Have you been down here this whole time?
I have.
But your email! All those years ago, you said you were going to Antarctica to focus on your crafts.
I didn't want you all to worry, and I did come here to focus on my crafts, but then one thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was the queen. You know how that goes.
Do I ever. Been there.
Nana, these are my friends, the Story Pirates. We've been looking for Nether Nebojia for... Wait, how long have we been doing this?
I honestly have no idea. Well, I'm glad you found your way to me.
Nana, in your song, you said you had something to say.
Me? Something to say? Ha! Could it be?
But that's what your song said.
Well, I don't have anything to say, but maybe you'd like to hear from the Nether Nebojian singers!
Oh, sure, okay.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Story Pirates, people of Nether Nebojia, I present to you the Nether Nebojian Singers.
Welcome to Nether Nebojia, where everything is fine. The fish are always chirping and the sun is always shining. Welcome to Nether Nebojia, where nothing can go wrong.
Huh, it maybe sounds like you guys are hiding something.
Nope.
didn't you hear? There's no big problem. That's the whole point of the song.
Welcome to Nethernoposia. It's a paradise under the sea. Nope, don't look over there. Just keep your eyes on me. Welcome to Nethernoposia.
Okay, now I'm suspecting there might be some big, terrible thing happening.
What? Oh, definitely not. What would make you say that? Take us to the front, singers!
Everything is good and nothing's bad.
No, nothing's bad.
We're definitely happy and not sad.
Sad?
Ha! Who, us? So welcome to Nethernoposia!
Stop! Please stop this song!
Eric, what's wrong? Don't you like our special song?
Yes, of course. It was amazing. And the dancing was extremely unique and unlike anything I've ever seen, visually speaking. But Nana, what's wrong? Come on, you can tell me. Nana, come on. Please, please tell me what's wrong.
Everything is wrong. Everything. We need your help, and fast, or else Nethernoposia as we know it will be gone forever.
Gasp.
Well, I have a feeling we're not going to resolve this in one episode. Shall we do another story?
Yeah!
And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name is Arion. I'm 12 years old and I live in California. This is my story, Cheese Monkey with a Baloney Hat.
Cheese Monkey, how can I ever repay you for teaching Humdrum Town how to have fun?
No need to repay me, Mayor. This is what I do. Ooh, ooh!
I made you a very special, very fun thank you note spelled out in fireworks. Look!
It says, thank you, Cheese Donkey. Wait, that's a typo. I mean Cheese Monkey. Note to self, when you turn this into fireworks later, make sure it says monkey and not donkey. Otherwise, it will be embarrassing for me, the mayor.
Oh, this is embarrassing for me, the mayor.
Well, I'm off to the next town to make it fun.
Why do you do that anyway?
I have a mysterious and compelling backstory.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to talk about it. Hoo-ha!
Oh, nuts.
The next town on the map is... Ooh, ooh, ooh! Boring Town!
Cheese Monkey, no! The people in Boring Town are even more boring than us. They never have fun.
Wow, what you just said is a great setup for me to do something really cool. Hold on a second. Okay, yes, my keyboard, I got it. I got it last Christmas. And I'm just gonna open it up, find an electrical outlet. Here we go. Yes, yes, turn it on. Does it work? Okay, yes, ready to go. Okay, say what you said again.
Oh, the people in Boring Town never have fun.
Well, that's because they never met the Cheese Monkey. Oh, no. Is that what it... I'm not even playing this. This isn't me. This is the demo. I pressed the wrong button. Okay, one more time. One more time. That's because they never met the Cheese Monkey.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds way more genre appropriate.
I'm off to Boring Town. Goodbye.
So long. Oh, I spent all the town's money on those fireworks.
Just another boring day here in Boring Town.
Well, hi there, townsfolk.
Whoa, a cheese monkey.
Are you wearing a baloney hat?
Absolutely. And sometimes I make sandwiches out of my hat.
Fun, which is something we don't like here in Boring Town.
Can we interest you in some boredom?
Or some monotony?
Well, no, you can't. What do you do here in Boring Town? Do you watch TV?
You know it. Check this out.
Welcome back to Grass TV, the only channel dedicated to watching grass grow in slow motion.
Each episode is 40 days long.
Oh, sounds boring. What about sports?
We have the super fun mini golf course.
Well, that sounds fun.
Oh, it is. But it was replaced by that sign that says, nothing to see here. Now that's fun.
What about music?
Well, we have one record in the whole town. It's called The Forgetful Woman Counts to 10. Take a listen.
And now I, the forgetful woman, will count to 10. Here I go. One, two,
Where was I? Oh, yes. 8, 9, Tuesday. Oh, that's not right. Start over. 1, 0, -1.
This is more boring than I thought. If I'm going to make this town fun, I need to get everyone's attention first. Oh, I know what I'll do.
Whoa, look. The cheese monkey with a baloney hat is climbing the tallest building in town.
I think I'm feeling a little bit of interest and a dash of excitement.
Hello, everyone. I am Cheese Monkey with a baloney hat. And it has come to my attention that no one is having fun. But I will make this place fun if it's the last thing I do. And so I challenge the most boring person in town to meet me at the town square at noon for a final showdown.
I know this is a weird time to ask this, but what was your name again?
Me? I'm Cheese Monkey with a baloney hat.
Oh, no, not again. These demos, you know, I just, you never really know. Sometimes you can't plan for this sort of thing. One sec.
I'm Cheese Monkey with a baloney hat. Now who is going to challenge me?
I challenge you.
It's Alex the tax guy.
He's so boring.
They're gonna have to face off against each other, I guess. And whoever wins will determine if Boring Town will remain boring, you know, or become fun.
Okay, Alex. Showdown begins now. Here come the water balloons.
Cheese Monkey is throwing water balloons at Alex the tax guy. Fun is winning.
Cheese Monkey. Did you know self-employment tax is 15.3% and exists solely to cover Social Security and Medicare taxes?
No, this information is helpful, but so boring.
Cheese Monkey's not fun enough to counter how boring Alex the tax guy is.
One more boring fact could make him fall asleep. Then our town will never be fun.
You listen to me, Alex the tax guy. It doesn't have to be this way. We can all work together to make Boring Town a fun place.
No, Cheese Monkey, you listen to me. Self-employment tax is in addition to a regular income tax rate. Setting aside 25 to 30% of your freelance checks in a separate savings account would cover both your income and self-employment taxes.
Come on, Cheese Monkey. Gotta use my secret counterattack with this, my funny whistle.
Is that funny whistle shaped like a cow?
It startled those cows in the distance.
They're getting closer.
And the cows have...
Laser eyes?
Very fun and interesting.
That's right. It's cows with laser eyes. The most interesting thing in the world. Now no one is bored.
No, I was going to talk about self-employment tax deductions. I am defeated. But you'll see me again when tax season comes around.
Hooray! Alex the tax guy ran away.
And it's all thanks to... Oh, geez, this is embarrassing. I know you told me this twice already, but what's your name again?
My name is Cheese Monkey with a baloney hat. Yes, it finally worked.
Today was the most fun day.
Hey, I think we should change our name to Fun Town. Someone should tell the mayor.
Aren't you the mayor?
Oh, that's right. I'll tell myself. The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, Arion, how's it going?
Hey, I'm so excited.
Good, I'm excited too. I think your story is so funny.
Yeah, I really wanted to make something that was silly, but like serious at the same time, you know?
Your story is also about something that is kind of central to the human experience, being bored.
Yeah, I thought Cheese Monkey with a baloney hat, his name is not boring. He should make other people not feel bored. But you might wonder, like, is what Cheese Monkey with a baloney hat doing really good for Boring Town?
Yeah, and so, wait, are you saying that it's not clear whether the way that Cheese Monkey with the baloney hat is changing Boring Town, whether that's good or bad?
Yeah, like, boring is not a very good feeling, but also it's proven that boring people are actually more creative.
Why do you think that is?
Well, when you're bored, you have literally nothing to do except, like, think. And what I find when I'm bored is I think, like, a lot. My mind wanders into many places. And that's why I came up with this cheese monkey with a bologna hat. I was bored and I had wacky ideas floating in my head.
Huh. So, like, by changing Boring Town, he might be making it a less creative place.
Yeah. Maybe in the process, Cheese Monkey with a bologna hat is establishing his rule over Boring Town. We don't know if Cheese Monkey is a good guy or a bad guy.
Do you know the answer to that question?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Because that's the magic of the story.
Yeah.
I think you have taught our listeners something very important about interesting characters today.
Yeah, your character doesn't necessarily have to be a good guy or a bad guy. It can be like in between, or you don't even have to know.
I feel like when I read a story about a character that is complex, maybe they're flawed, maybe they have good parts and bad parts, it helps me understand some people that I come into contact with in the real world better.
Mm-hmm. And that's the magic with stories in general, is you can learn stuff about the real world even if you're like reading about knights killing dragons.
Arian, this has been so fun to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
All right, keep making awesome stuff, okay?
Don't worry, I will.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Etta and Arian. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a character that is not good or bad, but kind of right in between. Tell us who your character is, what they want more than anything in the whole world, and how they go about getting it. Tell us what parts of your character are good and what parts are bad. How do they negotiate between the two parts of themselves? And how do the two parts of the character affect how they get what they want? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week for part two of our season finale.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Mike Cavallon, Chad Chennai, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jonathan Roberts, Jasmine Romero, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord, arranged by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and featuring the beatboxing of Kayla Malady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Staff writers are Mike Cabalon and Mahala Lawrence. And contributing writers are Woody Fu, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guests, Gabrielle Dennis, Mosiah, and Cuckoo Kangaroo. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Ryan Chittapong, Elijah Crocker, Sasha Diamond, Chris Ferry, Christina Grosspeach, Quentin Johnson, Mahala Lawrence, Vanessa Magula, Peter McNerney, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Sam Rogal, Peter Russo, Joanna Simmons, Jamie Watson, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. If Dogs Could Do the Boogie was written by Dan Foster and produced by Mosiah, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Welcome to Nether Navojo was written by Rachel Winitsky and produced by Jack Mitchell. Special thanks to Lauren Ashley Smith. Ah, movie night. I love it! But first, I gotta watch the trailers for the coming attractions. This is actually my favorite part. I love previews. Okay, here we go and play.
Once upon a time, there was a dog who came to their owners and he just wanted a single treat. And then, in a couple of months, he invented the doggy boogie. And the world will never be the same. Come this summer. If Dogs Could Do the Boogie.
That looks incredible!